Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Hi, my name is Candace Allgood. I'm also known as Miss Candace from my website, sunbeams.com. And I'd like to welcome you to our workshop today entitled Learning Lots Through Life with Littles. And just a little background on me, I am a stay-at-home mother. I have four children. My oldest is 6 years old. I have a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and soon to be 2-year-old. And we are expecting a baby this fall. So as you can see, I have lots of experience with littles. And besides my own mothering experience, I am also a former preschool teacher and a full-time nanny. So my life, pretty much, even as a teenager, growing up, working with the children's choir, babysitting, things like that, I've just really always enjoyed being with children and have been able to pick up a lot of ways to be creative in order to teach little children in whatever circumstance you're in. So sit back, maybe grab a notebook, and we're going to go over some ideas today that you as a busy mother, maybe with older homeschool children that have little ones running around that want to be a part of school so bad, or maybe this is your first child and you just don't know where to begin. Been on both sides of that now. So, you know, I just like to share from my experience some things that have worked for us, and hopefully you will find that you will enjoy them with your child as well. So to start off, we are just going to say relax, enjoy this time. Learning can be fun at this age. It doesn't need to be structured. Maybe, you know, you might want a little structure for yourself, but for younger preschool, early elementary age children, I personally just believe that they learn better when they are relaxed, when they are at play, and that's just been the case with, you know, my teaching and with my own children. They're just more excited about learning. They're eager. But when I say, okay, sit down at the table and pull out your school book and do 5 pages in your workbook, you know, I might get a couple of moans or groans. But if we sit on the floor, even if I don't say anything to my children, if I just put an activity on the floor and sit down and start to pull it out, instantly, I have four little magnets coming to sit around me wanting to know what we're about to do, and they are so excited. So maybe, you know, to begin with, just take that approach of have your idea set of maybe what you want to do and not make it a sit down at your table in your seat, don't move, don't talk kind of thing, but sit on the floor, keep it relaxed. And as you just sit down and begin doing these things, you'll find that they're going to be interested as well. So we're going to go over some different age ranges today, beginning with even 1 and 2-year-old children. They are able to learn more than you can imagine. And some different things that we have used in our home to teach learning, like our ABCs, we have bought ABC puzzles. These can be found very inexpensively at the dollar store or maybe even at Walmart. And you can sit and you can sing your alphabet song as you're putting your puzzle together. And they're beginning to learn the ABCs. As they sing the song, they're learning the order. And as you are placing the letter in the puzzle as you are singing it, that develops, you know, the relation there of what they're seeing and what they're saying, and they will begin to recognize this is the letter A, this is the letter B. Same thing with your numbers. They have puzzles with numbers and do the same thing there. Another way you could go over counting with your, especially like your 1-year-old child, would be if they're sitting in your lap, maybe they're tired, you're just rocking them in a chair, take their hands in your hands, and begin to count their fingers, starting with one hand. And you'll just have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have 5 fingers on this hand. Let's count your other hand. You could even go a step further and say, this is your left hand. Let's see how many fingers you have on your left hand. Now let's do your right hand. They're not going to be able to quote this back to you, but you're beginning to teach them left from right. So then count the fingers on their right hand. And then you have 5 fingers on this hand, too. Wow. let's count and see how many fingers you have all together. Can we do that? And, of course, they'll be holding their hands up for you to count their fingers, and you can count all 10 fingers. And, you know, hey, 5 plus 5 is 10. You have 10 fingers. Can we count Mommy's fingers? How many fingers do you think I have on my hands? And then hold their hand and let them point to each of your fingers and count. And go further and do toes if you want. You count the toes on your feet. You could count different things on your body. So, you know, God has made our bodies very special. And he's given us just the right amount of parts that we need in our body. Can we count some of the parts that God's made on our body? How many eyes did God give us? One, two. He's given us two eyes. What do we do with our eyes? We see things, don't we? We can see light and dark, and we can see colors and shapes and people, boys and girls, and begin to go over the things that our eyes can see. And then how many noses do we have? We have one nose. What do you think God wants us to do with our nose? We smell things and then go and experiment smelling things in your house. Maybe smell some applesauce or some cinnamon. You can smell maybe a pizza cooking in the oven or a cake or muffins. Maybe smell an onion or some garlic. See what smells good and what doesn't smell good. And, you know, that this is a really fun game that children can play. As they get older, you can say, you know, God gave us our sense of smell, and it has an important purpose. Did you know that if we couldn't smell, then we couldn't taste? And let them either wear a blindfold or close their eyes and have different things out for them to try. Maybe some yogurt, some applesauce, grits, you know, things like that. And with their eyes closed, have them hold their nose closed and take a bite of those foods and see if they can tell you what it is they're eating. And they're not going to be able to tell you, because without our sense of smell, we don't have a sense of taste. And so, you know, you can just share. Isn't that neat that God knew how our nose and mouth needed to work together? And, you know, you're teaching about the Lord, but you're also teaching, you know, the science, the way he made our bodies and how our senses work together. You have two hands. What can our hands do? Our hands can give a hug. They can help clean up the toys. They can pick flowers to give to someone. Our hands help us serve, and we can serve one another, and we can serve the Lord. And maybe take a minute to share. There's a story we know of a girl in the Bible that used her hands to serve. Who was she? If you have a children's story Bible, or even find it in your Bible, if you have pictures to illustrate, it kind of reinforces the story in their minds. But find the story of Rebecca, and when they were searching for a wife for Isaac, how the servant came and found Rebecca and knew that she was the one that was to marry Isaac because she was a servant. And she used her hands to draw water from the well for the servant and for his camels. And just a picture of how she was being of service to the Lord, and the Lord used that, and she was just now, you know, an important part of history, of biblical history, and how we always need to be ready to allow the Lord to use us to serve him as well. One song that is really a special way to teach a Bible lesson, but also to go over the different parts of your body, is, "Oh, Be Careful, Little Eyes, What You See." And it goes over, "Little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little hands, what you do. And oh, be careful, little feet, where you walk." And share the lessons of how we can use these different parts of our body to serve the Lord, and how we also need to have wisdom to avoid things that will get us in trouble, because as the song goes on, we learn, "For the Father up above is looking down in love. So be careful, little eyes, what you see." God knows everything we do, even if it's something we've done in secret and we think no one else knows. And while no human may know, our Father in heaven does know. And we always need to be sure that we are living our life in a way that he is pleased. So just point this out as an encouraging lesson, that we can use our bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit, to live for the Lord. Let's go back to our, you know, learning with these little children. When you have different colors, maybe you're trying to teach them, we can point out colors with a cup, with the straw, with the plate. Oh, today we're going to have cereal in a blue bowl. Or you have a yellow spoon. You have a purple straw, a red cup. What color shirt are you wearing today? You're wearing a blue shirt with white stripes on it. Different things like this. As you do these things with your child every day, they're going to begin to learn to recognize the colors. Same thing with blocks. You can sit, if you have maybe some plastic or some wooden blocks, just sit on the floor playing blocks together. Let's build a house. Here, I'm going to start, and I'm going to use red blocks. And as you're building a house with red blocks, they're going to recognize that all those blocks are the same. And without even trying to teach that lesson, they will learn it. I was just amazed with our youngest, who is almost two now. For months now, he would sit on the floor and he would take blocks and he would start sorting them by colors or by shapes in the floor just by himself. And we would just chuckle at how funny. But, you know, his mind was going there just by itself, and it's really neat to see when they start to catch on to this. And even though he can't say all of his colors yet, he can recognize them, and he knows how to sort them apart. So when you're playing games like that, you know, begin by grouping the different colors together. We have plastic cups that we use for different either color or math games, and they have little plastic teddy bears that come with them. And so for a one-year-old, we will lay all the little teddy bears out on the table, and I'll start by saying, okay, I'm going to find the blue teddy bears, and I'll put one in the blue cup. And I'm going to say this as I'm doing it. Okay, I've got a blue bear. Let me find the blue cup. Can I put this blue bear in the blue cup? And then as I do that, I might do it one or two more times, and then I will say, okay, can you find a blue bear? Where is a blue bear? Can you find one and pick it up? And then as he finds that, if he doesn't get the right one, no, that's not blue, that's yellow. Can you find blue? And maybe point to the blue cup again. Yay, you found a blue bear. Good. Can you put it in the blue cup? Which cup is blue? And he, most of the time, will get this right. There are times he's silly and he will deliberately put it in the wrong one and laugh at himself. And at this point, I laugh too and will just say, no, silly, that doesn't go in there. And it's a fun game, so we're not really emphasizing structure and, you know, discipline at this age. He is having fun, and he's learning, and we're having a good time together. So when I get up to, now that he's almost 2 years old, we're pulling out different letters, and there's a website that we use. For years, we have used starfall.com, and it teaches pre-reading skills, and they have a free section on there, and it goes through the alphabet. There's, for each letter, they show you several pictures that start with that word, and B has been the first letter that he has attached himself to that he's going to recognize, and he's going to say B or B, and it's really been neat that we're at the stage now where we're going to start introducing letters to him and pointing them out either in his name or when we see them, or we'll let him play or watch his older brother play that on the computer, and he'll just sit in my lap and we'll point that out, and he's beginning to make those connections. At 2 years old, I'm not really working on writing, at least not the early part of that, but just beginning to say, here is D, D, dog, D, D, daddy, or, M, mommy, H, hug, I'm going to hug you. And just take the different words that they are going to recognize that's a part of their daily world that they use on a regular basis, and begin to teach them the letters and the sounds based on those words. Just be sure, you know, you keep this with things they know, they understand, and they'll learn it a lot more quickly. We do the counting for 2-year-old age. You know, I'm going to work on counting to 5, and maybe by the time he's almost 3, we'll maybe try to work up the counting to 10. But, you know, start small, 1, 2, 3. And one way I do this is when I've changed my little one's diapers from the time they're really small, after I've got them dressed again, I'll go, okay, 1, 2, 3, Wee! And up we go. And I stand them up, and they learn to recognize that after three, they're going to get to stand up, and I'm going to pull them up, and they're going to laugh, and it's just going to be a fun little game. So they're learning that one, two, three. So now I'm going to introduce one, two, three, four, five. And by counting their fingers, counting their toes, they're getting that reinforced. And as they learn to talk, we'll start either making up a little song to sing the numbers with. This has just been really fun. As far as colors, we're still just pointing out colors. One way that our family together reviews colors is if we're in the car, we'll point out different things. And just the other day, as we were coming home, it was just a little bit long of a drive that day. And so it's okay, let's see if we can all find something red. And even if someone finds it first, we wait until everyone can find something red. And the younger ones might not recognize the colors yet, but as Big Brother or Big Sister says, oh, there's a red stop sign, there's a red light, they're going to look and they're going to begin learning the things they see with the color it is and the word that's being spoken. The sky is blue. The clouds are white. There's yellow lines on the road. The trees and the grass are green. And this is just a fun thing my children love to look for as well as ABCs. Especially like on a vacation trip, you will look for all the letters in the alphabet on the billboards on the side of the road. They're large. The letters are a lot easier to see than a car tag. So we'll look for those in order, and then maybe we'll go on to looking for numbers, which can be a little bit more difficult. But, you know, it's just a fun way to burn the time that you have, because you don't, maybe with the younger ones, since you aren't as structured, you have places to go, maybe a doctor's appointment, different things like grocery shopping, so you aren't sitting down to a structured time yet. So you need to learn to offer teaching through the daily life that you're living. As far as cooking, this morning I was making waffles, and so my youngest is standing there. We're counting the scoops of salt or baking powder that I'm putting in the waffle mix, and okay, we're going to need 4 spoonfuls of baking powder. 1, 2, 3, 4. That was 4 spoons of baking powder. He's hearing the repetition of counting over and over. So when he learns to speak, this is going to be a lot easier for him to know the order. As far as shapes, one thing that you can do very easily, if you're making sandwiches, if you're making pancakes or toast or cookies even, cut their food into the shapes that you're learning. So maybe one day everything that you make will be like a circle. You're going to look for circles this day. So your cup is a circle. Look at the top of your cup. See how it goes around and around and around. It never stops. That's called a circle. That's like God's love. That reminds us that God's love never ends. It's always going around and around and around us. There's no beginning and there's no end. And then maybe just do an egg, sunny side up egg, or just look at the yolk, and it's yellow, and that teaches a color, but it's also the shape of a circle. The sunshine is a circle. You know, as you're cutting their sandwiches for the day, make it in a circle shape, or give them a small bowl of yogurt. The bowl is a circle shape. Different ways that you can just learn the shape of a circle that day, and as you're doing different activities through the day, look for it. You maybe paint circles or draw them on the ground. And as you're drawing these with chalk, maybe on your sidewalk or driveway, begin writing numbers or letters inside of these. And you say, okay, I want everyone to find the number 3. And draw the circles large enough where, you know, if you have more than one child, they can fit in it. All right, now let's find the number 5. Can everybody go to the circle number 5 or the letters and different things like that? Just a fun game they can play, but they're also learning the shape of the circle being reinforced, and they're also having the reinforcement of the letter or the number that you were learning right then. And then, you know, each day you would just change that up for a triangle or a square or a diamond, just different ways that you can teach that through life. You know, as you're at the doctor's office, one thing we'll do is we'll count the floor tiles when we're waiting on the pediatrician to come in. Let's see how many squares they have on their floor. Why is this a square? How many sides does a square have? It has, let's count them, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 sides to the square. Do all of the squares have 4 sides? Let's see. And then begin looking at the different squares on the floor. They do. They all have 4 sides. Maybe you can look for letters in the room or numbers or colors. One thing that we like to do as far as really having the first letter that once our children get old enough to start writing or learning the letter sounds is use the letter, the first letter in their name. So, for instance, you have Susie. Little Susie. What does Susie begin with? Susie begins with the letter S. What sound do we hear the letter S make in Susie? And then begin to say it. Like Susie. Snake. Silly. Silly Susie saw a snake. Do you hear all the S's in there? And then maybe go around your house that day. And with a post-it note, or actually a pad of post-it notes, write the letter S. And every time your child sees something that begins with the letter S, let them stick that letter on that item. Same thing for my older ones. We actually do the entire alphabet. With my 3-year-old, I asked him to write the alphabet in capital letters. So each post-it note had a capital letter of the alphabet. And for my older children, they did lowercase letters. And even as you get older, you could have them practice different handwriting styles, such as cursive or the italics version. And, you know, this was something that my 6-year-old at first was very hesitant to do. He's like, that's not fun. That's a baby game. But once he saw how much fun his sister and brother were having finding these words around the house, it wasn't long before he had his own notepad, and he was running through the house, and he actually got his done quicker than they did. Because he just really got into the whole thing of the game, and he was actually more creative than I was. There were some letters I was having a hard time finding words for, and he was able to think of things such as for K. He found the keys on the piano, and I was really having a hard time. I had to resort to telling my daughter, well, you know, we'll just have to think, what room in our house starts with a K? Kitchen. And actually, I didn't say that at first. She began guessing rooms. And she would say, bedroom, living room. And so together we would say, well, does that make the K sound? K, k, kidding room? Or k, k, kid room? No, that's not right. And so she's hearing that sound and putting it in front of the words and realizes what is right and what is not right. So that took up a lot of time. It really just had their attention and taught them a lesson while they were having fun. So that would be, you know, a really fun game that the next day I even remember hearing them. They woke up and ran in the schoolroom, and so they were saying, when Mommy wakes up, let's ask her for some more paper. They were ready to play the game again. So just a, you know, really fun way to do that. You have to even get creative for something in your refrigerator or your pantry. But just if they're having trouble, begin making the beginning sound for them and even taking them to a room. And that's what I had to do with one thing. With A was for applesauce. So I said, okay, well, let's go in the pantry and let's look at the bottom shelf. There's a jar of something on the bottom shelf that begins with the A sound for A, A. And then I would, you know, try to just go A, you know, until she finally found it. And it was turned around backwards, so I'll give her a little bit of credit there. It was a little bit of a harder thing to do. But, you know, we worked together. And I didn't give her the answers right away. I just gave her clues and encouraged her to think of the answer. And so that's one thing, you don't want to present something that's too hard, but you do want something that's going to make them have to think. And you don't want to give them the answer right away. Just give them time to learn how to process these things, and the problem-solving skills will begin to build. And that will just really be an encouragement to them as they see they're able to figure out things on their own. And when they get it right, encourage them, praise them, let them know they've done a really good job and you're really proud of them for what they've learned. Let's go ahead as far as some different ways that we begin teaching writing skills. And there was one thing I remember from in our preschool, our director said, do not do worksheets. Do not. That's just not the best way for children to learn. And you know, I can see her point in that. But at the same time, I also have some children that love worksheets. So, you know, really, I can't say there's a right or wrong way. I would just say do what works for you and what your child enjoys. For one of my children, he loves to write, and he wants to write. So, you know, I'll get paper, and I'll write out words, or I'll write out letters. And underneath that, he'll go back and he'll copy it. So it's even copy work at the age of 3, but he loves it. He enjoys it. Now, My daughter was 5 before she could do this without being in tears. And there's still times where she just does not want to write. She gets so frustrated writing. And she learns differently, and that's okay. And I don't push her. I encourage her. But if it's really just too much for her at that moment, we stop and we go and we do something else. So don't ever feel like you have to do something with your child just because someone else is doing that with their child, whether it be at church, in your play group, or even what they're doing at public schools. Don't worry about that. At this age, let them learn at their pace. And once they get it, once they're ready, they will take off quicker than you can imagine. So going back to this, for my 3-year-old, he's writing. He'll find things on grocery ads or on our cereal boxes, and he'll be pointing out, "Mommy, look, there's an R on Raisin Bran. Look, there's 2 R's. And he's constantly, his brain is always picking out letters and picking out numbers. There's the number 12, and "Mommy, that says up, that says off." And I have no clue how he's learning some of these things, but he's learned it somewhere. And every time he says these over and over, you know, I encourage him, I reinforce what he's learning. And he wants to know, "Mommy, how do you spell bear?" And so we'll sound it out, you know, and I'll tell him how to spell it, or he'll want to write it. And so, you know, just slowly, I'll just call out one letter at a time as he writes it. And then it's like, "Yay, you wrote bear. Great job. Do you want to draw a picture of a bear too?" And give him some time to rest his hands as far as from writing and let him color, draw a picture. Another way that you could do this, and we do this in a curriculum study, which I'll tell you a little bit about at the end, but we take the letters and you can say, for instance, you have the letter M. And so I would either write or print out the block letter M and find things that begin with M. So you could take, if you want to be extra nice that day and have a special treat, pull out M&Ms that day. And tell them, once we finish our lesson, if you work really hard, and we learned lots of stuff today, we're going to let you eat these M&Ms at the end of our lesson. So we're going to have some really eager students that day. First means that we're going to make the letter M with our M&Ms, and they can fill in or trace the letter M, maybe if you just have an ink pen or a marker, and write the letter M, and let them trace that letter with the M&Ms. Then maybe go back and say, "Let's count how many M&Ms it took to make this letter M." And that's where if you've just drawn it and traced just the straight line, it'll be a lot easier to count, and go back and count them together and have your finger in their finger beside each M&M as you count it. So that way you don't lose track. And then maybe say, "Okay, well, let's see how many yellow M&Ms there are, how many orange M&Ms," and then put those in pile. "Can we make a pile here of yellow and a pile here of this color and another pile here with this color? How many are in each pile?" So you're teaching color recognition, sorting skills. You're counting them. And plus, they've already learned the letter M by now. So, you know, at the end of the day, they can eat their M&Ms, and, you know, maybe you can even count them. "Okay, well, first you can have 3 yellow M&Ms. Now you can have 4 M&Ms, but they have to be 2 different colors, so 2 of one color and 2 of another color, and that's going to be 4. Let's count them to be sure you've got it right. So, okay, you're going to get 2 yellow, you're going to get 2 orange. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. You did it. You got 4 M&Ms. Good job. Now you can eat your 4 M&Ms. And begin to introduce, you know, besides the counting, you know, beginner math skills there. For A, you could do apple seeds. Another, like for S, you could use spaghetti. You could boil the spaghetti and tell them, "Okay, here's spaghetti. It's hard. Do you feel how hard this is, a spaghetti? If you hit it really hard, it's going to break. Now let's soak it in this water." And so you'll boil it. And what happens to the spaghetti after it's been soaking in this water? It gets soft, doesn't it? And they can feel how it's soft and bendable. They can make the letter S with their spaghetti noodles now. And then go and share, "You know what? We're like this. How are people like spaghetti noodles?" I'm actually taking this from our letter S lesson, the Let's Learn curriculum. And our hearts, if we don't have God in our heart, then we're going to be hard and brittle, just like this uncooked piece of spaghetti. And sometimes we might break. We might get angry and break, or you know, God's not going to be able to use us. We're not going to fit into God's plan if we are just so set in our own ways and we don't let his love soften our hearts. But when we let his love soften our hearts, he can put us and use us in exactly the way he needs to, because we're willing then to follow him and to obey him and to love him. So do we need to be like the stiff spaghetti or the soft spaghetti? And then we need to be like the soft. We need to let God's love soak into our hearts. You know, it's just a good little relation there. As they're learning the letter S, they're learning how to apply, you know, a lesson about the Lord through that. You know, there's just so many different things that I could share of different things you could do. I mean, I just encourage you to be creative in the things you do daily, you know, besides eating. You know, when you're outside, play a game. Well, let's jump 5 times. Can you roll over 6 times and then count that? And different games, and that's, I keep going back to it, games. Children love games with markers. One thing you could do is before you begin writing the letters, let them learn how to trace lines. And so just draw a dotted line and let them trace it with their finger, and then let them go back with a crayon or a marker and do that. You could draw a picture in dotted line form or connect the dots. Even and let them go and connect the dots and see the picture and then color it in. And children love crafts, and crafts are something easy. They could do the lesson, they can learn it, unless you are very sentimental like I can be at times. You know, you can throw it away once you're done, and this can be hard. I do save some of our most special things that they've done, you know, the first time they wrote their name or the just little cards they've made me. I'm a softie there. But, you know, for other things, I just plan on maybe scanning them into our computer and saving the image there on the computer and just having it where I could print it out if I need to, because you're not going to have the space to do everything. But, you know, use songs from infancy. Go ahead and begin to sing songs about the Lord to your children. If you've ever started singing the ABC songs to your child, and maybe when they were, you know, less than a year old, as they get older and you start to sing that song, what happens in your child? Have you ever noticed their eyes are going to light up and they're going to start clapping their hands, or they're just going to get really excited to hear the ABC song because they know it and they recognize it. They can't sing it yet and they can't tell you their ABCs, but they know what it is. They've heard it before and it's starting to sink into their hearts and their minds. Well, why not take the opportunity to let God's word begin to sink into their hearts and minds and begin to read scriptures to them, have Bible time, real Bible time. And, you know, I'm not saying anything's wrong with children's Bible storybooks, because we have them and we've read them to our children, but also take the time to read the real Bible, grown-up Bible, to your child and let them begin to hear it and soak that into their hearts. If they never hear it, they're never going to get used to hearing it until they're older, and there's going to be so many years lost that God's word could have been soaking into their hearts. So take the opportunity to do that. And just like as you're singing, you know, the ABCs, and they get excited, make Jesus loves me, or Jesus loves the little children the same way. Every time they hear it, they're going to know it. They're going to recognize it. You know, as you're singing, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, start nodding your head up and down to show them that's the way that we, with our bodies, will nod our head for yes. And you could teach the sign. And so you make a fist with your hand, and just like your head, you just kind of nod your fist up and down, and that's the sign for yes. And begin to introduce sign language to your children. Before they can do this, they're going to recognize it. And one thing that that we have available at Sunbeams is the ABC Bible verse songs. So for each letter, as the families go through our curriculum, each week they learn a different letter, A to Z. There's also a Bible verse that they learn, and they memorize each week their Bible verse song. This is just a way that children can learn to memorize Scripture. Sometimes the verses themselves might be hard for really young ones to memorize, but when it's put to a song, it's a lot easier for them to learn. And this was how the songs actually came about. My son was 3 and wanted to do school, and so I started writing down what I wanted my lesson plans for the day to be, which is now what is the Let's Learn curriculum. so I would write down, and I didn't want to just teach ABCs and 1, 2, 3s like I had done in school. I wanted to relate it to something more important. And that was, I wanted him to have a godly foundation. So we learned A is for all. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. So that was our Bible memory verse that week. All means everyone has sinned, and we're all guilty. The payment for sin is death, but Jesus came to earth to pay for our sin. He died in our place, and the blood of Jesus washes away our sin. Well, what color is the blood of Jesus? It's red. So we learned the color red that week. When Jesus' blood, red blood, washes away our sins, how many sins are left? Zero. We have zero sins left. So you learn the number zero that first week. And then again, you'll have the Bible verse that we would learn. And to make that easier, the Lord would just give me these little melodies to start putting together on the piano. And so these songs came about as a way to teach my son and daughter, who was then 18 months old, to memorize God's word. And so every day we would sing, "For all have sinned," and we would write the verses out on poster board, is what I used at the time, and I would make one long strip, and I would cut it up into sections. So maybe cut it in half the first day, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God," Romans 3:23. And so several times we would go over, and I would ask him, "Okay, which card comes first? For all have sinned and come short. Does that come first, or does of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, comes first?" And so after playing that several times the first day, it was starting to really form the connection in his mind of learning this Bible verse. And the next day, we broke it up a little bit more. By the end of the week, it was broken up into individual words. It's really neat to see when you play this over and over on a daily basis how they can learn. And even though they can't read the words, they recognize that he would actually recognize the cards, and he could put the game, we made it a game, he could put it, the game, back in the correct order. And then, of course, we would sing the song. Just a fun way to introduce Bible memorization for these younger children. And he was really kind of an exception for me. My oldest learned things younger than any of my other children have, and a lot of that was just due to the fact that I was constantly reading to him, talking to him, you know, on the floor doing things. And as I began having more children, my time was just more limited, and I wasn't able to devote that one-on-one time with each one. So he was kind of an exception to the rule, as far as I wouldn't expect every three-year-old to be able to put an entire Bible verse together by themselves in 5 days and recognize the words. That was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing for our family. But, you know, it is possible. And don't underestimate your child. Just give them room to learn at their pace. And if they learn faster, let them learn. You know, don't worry about it. When he's 5 years old and doing second grade work, there's no reason that's wrong. Just let your child learn as much as they want to if you do have an eager learner. And as far as the children that maybe are content not to be able to write their names till they're 5 or 6, or they have no interest in reading a book until they're 8 years old, just work with them on what they're comfortable with. And as you create your learning times through games and through fun and through a relaxed setting, you'll find they learn a lot more. I'm going to end with one last activity that you can do, and that would be for children that maybe are having a harder time learning. Take your beginning words that are maybe 3 or 4 letters, and maybe find a picture online and cut out a picture of the word, maybe if you have a cow or a cat or a dog, and then write the letters. For younger children, start all capital letters. And older children have the lowercase letters. Let them begin to see the picture, see the word underneath, and then sound out the words together. Each letter has its own sound. If you have to cover up all the letters except for one and say, "Okay, what sound does the D make?" Because I have one child that they're looking at the picture of the dog and they're seeing the word dog. What is this word? Mom? And it just is, that's not something they are understanding yet. It's like, no, let's just look at this first letter. What is this first letter? All right, that's the letter D. That's right. What sound does the letter D make, like in daddy or dinosaur? That's right. It makes the sound duh. Okay, so here we have duh. Now the O. O is like an octopus, an ostrich. What sound is omic. Ah, very good. So now let's go back and let's put those two together. D says d. O says ah. D, ah, d, ah. Let's see what this last letter is. It's the letter, what letter is this? That's right, it's the letter G. And what sound does G make? It's like in girl and goat. G. Very good, it makes a g sound. So now here we have d, og. Can you read this word? They don't, you know, just go through it again slowly, pointing to each letter as you say each letter sound, and you do it each time, get a little bit faster and a little bit faster. And they may get the word the first time. It may take 20 times. When they get it, praise them. They have read the word dog. And each day for a week or maybe even 2 weeks, go back and review your cards. Say, okay, we're going to read through our flashcards today and see if we can work on learning how to read a little bit more today. Are you excited? You're going to be able to learn to read. For the children that maybe still are having a hard time learning this, don't be discouraged. I've been in the same place. Just every day, start back over from scratch. All right, here's the letter D. What sound did we learn that D makes? And just very slowly, very patiently encourage them. You know, if they're getting frustrated, put it away. It's not something that you have to do right now. And again, I'm talking younger children. I'm talking 4 and 5 year olds. Possibly, you know, even 6 year olds, you'll have to just kind of play around with how much flexibility you give. So, but with these younger ones, keep it fun. Pretty much can just guarantee you that if you take the little things every day that you do, you're walking in your room. All right, let's go to the bedroom. Bedroom starts with B, 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 bedroom. We're going to have ice cream for lunch. For dessert. ice cream. Ice cream starts with the letter I. If you're doing these things in your everyday life, they're going to learn, so you won't really have to get to that point of frustration in sitting down reading books together if they've already learned and are comfortable with the sounds the letters make just in the day-to-day life that they're living. You know, I just hope that you've picked up some tips that you can use. Going back, this is a time of fun. It is kind of go at your child's pace. There is no right or wrong way that you can homeschool. Each child is different. You are their parent, and that's why you really are in the best place you can be. You're homeschooling, and you know how to teach your child better than anyone else does. You know when they're getting a little bit upset and frustrated, when it's time to take a break. You know when they need that little bit of extra encouragement. And, you know, God's just placed that in you, and I'd encourage you just to pray. If you're having a hard time with something, pray about it. Sit back, look at it for maybe a day or two, and just ask for a renewed vision on what it is that you're trying to do, if you're wanting to do too much with your child. But there's so much you can do, and it's all free. But for parents that are kind of going to be in the boat I was in with my first, I wanted more than just playtime school for my child. I wanted to have learning time. I wanted the discipline, maybe not so much for him, but I liked it. And so that is where I started writing down these lesson plans. And I would just like to encourage you, if you're one of those moms that you just need a little help, you need to know, okay, I can think of things, but I'm not that creative. Check out our lesson plans. So our website is sunbeams, sonbeams.com. And we have the Let's Learn Preschool and Kindergarten curriculum. It's King James Version Bible-based materials. They are learning Bible characters as they're learning the letters of the alphabet. They're learning to find numbers in Scripture. David had 5 stones. When they marched around Jericho, they marched around 7 days. And on the 7th day, it was 7 times. You're just finding numbers. You're finding letters in the Bible to learn about. You know, R is for resist. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Just different things that children can have lessons put down on their level so they understand what God's word is saying for them as children. When they think of these letters and these numbers, they're not just going to think about them in the school term. They're going to think about them in the Bible as well. And so that was just my calling. You know, as a mother, God's given me this responsibility to raise up my children to know and love the Lord and serve him. And so, you know, if I'm teaching them school, if I don't teach them about the Lord, I'm really failing in the most important job God has given me. And that's to raise up my children to train them up in his way. So This is the Let's Learn curriculum. There's optional Bible verse songs that you can get with that. We have other products as well that encourage character in your children. We have resources for families, for mothers, fathers, and families as a whole, just because our desire is not to be the biggest and best name out there in the whole school world. It's for families that are truly desiring to teach their children in the ways of the Lord to be able to find resources that are going to help them do that. Not everything has a Sunbeam's name on it. We carry products from other wonderful Christian companies as well that have been very carefully selected as something that we just really feel would be a blessing, not only to our family, but to your family as well. So we just want you to know, you know, that our heart is to just equip families with the materials to train up children, because what we plant in our children's heart, when we share the Lord with them, it will not return void, and we reap what we sow. And so the time and the effort and the things we invest in our children now, that's going to be, you know, the harvest. And if we don't take the time to plant good things from the Lord in their heart, you know, when it comes harvest time, that's just not going to be there. And personally, as a parent, just take that very seriously. And I want the Lord to grow and to show himself in their lives for my children. And so it's really something that just excited to be able to have that where I can share what we have learned from our experience with others. So I'd like to invite you to check that out. We have a special coupon that you can use. So just check out our link here in the Ultimate Homeschool website and find a special discount. If you also, if you sign up for our newsletter, you get a 10% discount off of our Sunbeams product. So thank you for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to contact us through our website. In the meantime, you know, just enjoy your children, you know, just praying for you as you are being faithful to follow the Lord in his calling to raise up your child to walk in his ways. Goodbye.